Questions, please.
Any update on Jordy, Mike?
Excuse me?
Any update on Jordy?
Jordy Nelson also has a rib injury. Talking with the medical staff, he's going to be in the rehab group through Friday, and then Saturday, if he could practice, then he may have a chance. But we're not going to do anything until Saturday, so I'll probably know more about where Jordy stands come Friday.
Mike, just walk through would be enough for him.
Say it again?
Walk Saturday is a walkthrough.
Right? No, it's a practice. Correct, yes.
Mike, I know you don't like to give more information about guys' injuries. You like them to do it, but based on what you said there, can we safely assume that he didn't suffer any internal damage, which I think a lot of people worry about?
That's for the players to discuss the specifics of their injuries. He's here today, and you know, he was here earlier getting treatment. He's going to be part of the rehab group, and he'll go through Friday, and we'll have a better handle on where he is. And if he doesn't practice Saturday, he won't play in the game.
Hey, Mike, we didn't get a chance to talk to him after the game. Was he able to stay here and watch the game, or did he have to go get examined in the hospital?
He spent the evening in the hospital.
Mike, on the fourth down where you went for it and didn't get it, you said afterwards that you had two play calls in mind and you wished you used the second. Can you give us any inkling as to what the second was?
No, not really. I mean, frankly, the call that I made was it was our top short yardage call at that time in the game. As I've done for 11 years, I've always stood up and taken the criticism for things that don't go right in the area of play calling. So you have more than, I mean, depends on what personnel group you're in, short yardage-wise. So you usually carry two short yardage runs per personnel group, maybe one or two passes. But the other one was a run.
Mike, what did you think the coverage units did so well yesterday?
I thought our coverage units just played with great discipline. You know, I thought the ball placement for the most part was very good. I mean, a great job by Mason on that one kickoff. So, this is about fundamentals. There was no new scheme or, you know, didn't change things up. But I thought our energy was outstanding on special teams. And, you know, to win the field position battle the way we did was a big part of our success.
Ty Montgomery obviously returned to the game yesterday. Is he okay to practice throughout the week?
So far, I mean, it's Monday. You know, I've never talked on Monday about when the guys are going to practice on Wednesday, but I feel pretty good he'll practice Wednesday. But I'll be here Wednesday to let you know. I feel pretty good about it, though.
And Mike, has the value of training your receivers at every position ever been more valuable than this year when you lose Kyle for a little while and now impress Jordy?
I think it's real credit to the group, just really the operation, not only just with the receivers, but the other perimeter players. I think the integration of the tight ends, receivers, and even sometimes the running backs, you know, how much time they spend together because, you know, especially with Ty Montgomery's situation, moving around, playing multiple positions, you know, it gives us the flexibility to continue getting out of the same concepts and even we have to shift personnel groups. But, yes, it's definitely been a challenge for that position as far as injuries.
Mike, with Blake Martinez, was that an aggravation of the same thing he dealt with for the last month or so?
It was a little different, but we got good news on Blake, so I'm hopeful that he may practice this week.
You've obviously overcome a lot this year with the losing streak and all that. Is there a way to quantify the mental toughness that you guys take into this game with Dallas? I mean, between the losing streak, you're losing at Detroit, you're losing yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Is there a way to quantify how mentally tough you guys have become this year?
Our analytics department hasn't given me a number on it yet, but when I do, I will not share it with you. So I think our team's done a lot of good things. But the most important thing is, you know, is how which you can carry forward. So, I mean, we've had obviously success here down the stretch, you know, won the playoff game, which is the most important, but, you know, it gives us some momentum going into Dallas.
Coach, you've obviously been around Aaron for a very long time. Is this the best you've ever seen him play?
I think it's clearly, you know, one of the better stretches. I can't really sit here and go through it. I mean, I said it yesterday, and it's probably as accurate of a statement I can make. He has spoiled us with his level of play around here for so long. So I think particularly once we got on that run and 2009. There was a great stretch there. I think that's really when he come out of, you know, into his own to a different level. The stretch, you know, obviously the Super Bowl game obviously jumps out. And in the 2011, I thought was an incredible stretch. I mean, that's probably about as good of football I've seen from that position, personally. So, but this, you know, this definitely ranks up there.
In what ways has your team changed since you saw the Cowboys in the regular season?
Which way have we changed? Well, we're more experienced. Clearly, we've played a lot of people, so I think that'll hopefully benefit us this week as we navigate. You know, as you always do, coming off of a, you know, tough physical game and getting ready. So we're definitely much more prepared to go into the opposing stadium to win the game. Crowd noise, you know, Detroit and some of these big games we've had. So we're definitely battle tested. So we're a better football team today than obviously then.
Has it gotten to the point yet where when you see that ball go up and it's a Hail Mary, you almost expect it to be caught?
Well, you're always have great intentions when the ball is launched up. I mean, I think, like most plays, I mean, there is a design to it, the type of throw that you're looking for, and the protection was excellent. I mean, he had a clean pocket to throw from, so the arc of the ball was there, and you look at your guys that if they're in position, you know you have a great chance.
With that design, obviously, don't tell me what the others are, but is it the same? Is it the same approach, the same play every time, or are you able to have flexibility to have different approaches to the Hail Mary?
Well, I mean, the basic structure is similar. Obviously what hash you're on, what have you done in the past? They gave us a little different defense, if you noticed there, how they handled Jared Cook and off the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, you have adjustments, based on what the defense does. Some defenses like to blitz that situation, bring a nickel off the edge. So, I mean, that's why you practice it. We practice it every week.
Mike, we've asked you a few times about Aaron Rodgers and the interception free streak. On the other side of it, what do you think the skill position players have done so well to hold on to the football?
Well, I mean, it takes the whole group. We haven't turned the ball over, and that's going to be critical. And it's going to be a huge part of our success Sunday because, the last time these two teams played, I know we were, I think, -3 in the turnover ratio. So, holding on to the ball is critical. It's a technique. It's an emphasis, and we're doing a good job of it.
In the last game that you guys played against them, Prescott threw pretty well early in that game. First series, he was 4-for-4. Is that a little unusual for a rookie quarterback in a road game to come out throwing as much as he did?
I don't know if it's unusual. Really don't have anything to compare it to. But I think the way they came out was clearly within their game plan, and nothing a huge surprise. They rolled some different personnel groups in there, and I thought they did a good job of really the substitution of it and in the pace of that first drive. But, you always want to get your offense off to a good start, and I thought it was a well-orchestrated drive more than anything.
Mike, they obviously have a really good offensive line. They have a good young running back. What makes the combination of both of those aspects difficult to defend?
Well, I mean, it always starts up front. I mean, the running back special, I think he's proven that time and time again. He's been very, very consistent, especially for a first-year player. That really jumps off the film to me. They've been running the ball there very well for a number of years. So they have that to build off of, but I just think Scott does an incredible job. I think he's definitely one of the better coordinators in this league. He usually utilizes people very well. Not only do they run it well, but the action passing game fits it. The movements come off of that. The quarterback is athletic and throw on the run. He can make all the throws. So, when you look at an offense and how they play, and then especially where we're playing this week, they hit all the quadrants. And that's what you have to do.
Back to the Hail Mary. Obviously, you were on the opposite end of the stick here against these guys, against the Giants back in 11. Is there any way you can put in the words the mood that day to what you guys felt coming into the locker room yesterday, the low to the high that you had to deal with?
2011 to yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, it was different. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I mean, you have to try to, if they're feeling low going into the 11.
This is a low drama zone today, okay? I ain't got nothing for you, 2011. Obviously, it didn't feel very good. All right.
Two more?
Some good. All right, go.
Mike,
what adjustment did you make as a play caller after you guys started as slowly as you did offensively, and how vital is it to not start slowly offensively this coming summer?
Well, there's going to be a ton of energy down there. I mean, I think you know that. You want to start fast, and we've actually done a very good job of that the last 2 months. So that was disappointing the way we started. But really, it's just getting back to basics. You know, I could have did a better job getting there into a flow, and it's not always what you call when you call it and how you line them up. So, we need to do a much better job this week.
Have you ever been around a player at Julius's age who has been as productive? If so, how
is that? No, I don't think so. He's unique. We all understand that. He's a special player, and he's playing great football at this time. I can't recall someone, particularly at that position, to play the way he's playing. So he's a huge asset to our football team. I can't say enough about Julius Peppers.
What he did yesterday, how much of that was just, do you think, the foresight of being able to limit his snaps and work him up for the playoffs like you did, following the plan?
That's definitely part of it. I mean, it's you look at Julius and the number of years he's played and all those reps. I mean, those things do accumulate. And that was part of the plan. And frankly, we start playing him a lot higher reps earlier in the season than we probably would have liked. You know, our situation as far as where we were as a team, you know, obviously heightened the urgency of that.
What's kind of the vibe today? You said it's a no-drama zone. I heard a couple of guys refer to the media in the locker room earlier as worms, rats. Is there a really? Us against the world mentality? Is there an edge? What's kind of the vibe right now?
I haven't spoken to the team, so I don't know what the hell you did wrong today, Jason, but I'm sure it's something that's justified to their feelings towards you. So I don't know. Self-Improvement Monday is what we're on. We're on the same schedule we've been on the last, 6 weeks or so. So they come in, they had their workout this morning, and everybody's got to see the trainer, and so that process is going on. Gathering information there, and then they're going to meet at 3:00 with the coaching staff.
Mike, when you play a team that's as talented as the Cowboys, you talked about Ezekiel, you talked about Mac, obviously Dez is going to play this game. How do you keep guys calm from trying to do too much on defense, essentially keep them from trying to do heroic things outside of doing their job?
Well, we've never coached with the mindset of being a hero on offense, defense, or special teams. So, you know, we're going to line up and we're going to play Green Bay Packer football. We understand what they've accomplished. We know what number they're going to be wearing in the game, and that's about as far as it goes. They're an outstanding football team. They put together a great regular season. But this is about the playoffs, and we're fully focused to do everything we need to do to go to Dallas to win the game.